Glory be to the name of the Lord. I greet you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to the Lord for giving us another time of fellowship on daily devotion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we are going to continue with the thought that we have been looking on regarding the health body. So for this morning, we'll begin with the scripture reading from the book of Matthew chapter 4, and we shall read verse 2 up to verse 4. The Bible reads, "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward anhungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Shall we just pray? Our dear Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of living God, Lord, we thank you, Father, for giving us another time, another opportunity in your holy presence, for where two or three are gathered in thy name, you are there in their midst. Lord, thank you for being with us as we are gathering from these different places of the world. Lord God Almighty, I ask for thy blessing in this sharing. And Lord, if there be any of your children with a need in their heart, Lord, may you touch them, Lord, and grant them their needs. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So, we shall continue even as we make a reference to this scripture which we have read here. This was a time when the Lord Jesus Christ had been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and he felt hungry, and then the tempter came to tempt him. He was asking him that if he is the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. But we thank the Lord that the Lord Jesus was able to discern that this thought that was coming, it was not a thought that was coming from God, but this was the devil who was speaking, because previously God had already confirmed the time Jesus was being baptized, that this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. So Jesus knew that he was the Son of God, but then the devil comes with a negative idea, is bringing a condition, saying, if you're a Son of God, turn these stones into bread. But Jesus discerned that thought, the source where it was coming from, it wasn't God. So Jesus stood on the word. That's why he quoted the scripture here saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. So glory be to God. So we are looking at a healthy body. So as we can see, even in the physical aspect, we are seeing here that he was hungry, meaning is a role that food plays to the physical body. So the physical body, to live healthy, to have energy, to be strong, to boost the immune system, the physical body, it needs food. So Jesus was hungry. But then we are told that man shall not live by bread alone. He needs the bread, but he shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. So as Much as a physical man needs food to be healthy, to be strong, the spiritual man as well also needs food. And that food for the spiritual man, it is the word. And that word is that which proceedeth from the mouth of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So now, as we saw even yesterday concerning the food, that a human body needs the right food, the correct food, for it to grow, for it to have energy, for it to be strong. It has to be the right food, because if the wrong food has been eaten, then it will give problems to the body. The body may not be able to function as it's supposed to be functioning. So for the body to function effectively and properly, it needs the right kind of food at the right time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So a physical body, the way it has been made, for it to maintain the proper healthy status, the body naturally, physiologically, God has given it mechanisms that will help the body to be physically healthy. And one of these mechanisms that we are going to look at is the immune system. I'd briefly mentioned about it. So the body has been given the immune system. So this immune system is divided into two. There's what is called the innate immunity, and there's what is known as the adaptive immunity. All these are very important to keep the physical body healthy. So in the innate immune system, this is where we find things like physical barriers, like the skin. It helps prevent germs entering into the body. There are chemical barriers, like, for example, stomach acid. It will kill the germs that will go to the stomach. And then tears also, they've got chemicals which can help kill germs. Then we have the cellular component as well, where you find what they call the antigen presenting cells, which can go and capture a germ or an organism that then can be presented to another type of immune system, which is the adaptive immune system. So there's the innate, which is the first line defense. Then there's the adaptive. So in the adaptive, that's where it's categorized into the T lymphocytes and the B lymphocytes. So these have got a special mechanisms, because they've got they involve memory. So if it was a previous infection that had entered into the body, then the body can manufacture the antibodies which will be able to fight that infection in case that infection comes again into the body. Blessed be the name of the Lord for putting up all these mechanisms. So the natural types, the spiritual. So in the natural, there are those barriers, there are those levels of immunity that are there to keep the body healthy. So even spiritually, the body of Christ, it has to be healthy. Our spiritual lives, as we are part of the body of Christ, we need to be spiritually healthy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the immune system in the body, that is an army of the body. So even us as believers, we are an army in this body of Christ. And each part of this immune system, it has got a responsibility to play, just as I said, that there is a physical barrier, it has a role to play. There's a chemical barrier, it has a role to play. There are those cellular, the cells, like the macrophages, they've got a role that they play. Then there are those memory cells, which are able to remember the infection or the germ that had entered into the body. They've got a role to play, so that once they just notice that, they're able to relate the attack that had happened previously, and they'll be able to fight that germ or that infection. So we are an army of the Lord, and we have been given responsibilities. We are stewards. We have responsibilities at different levels, and God has gifted us differently. And each one of the members of the body of Christ has to be functional. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So just like the parable of the talents that we see in the book of Matthew chapter 25, we know that there was a man who gave talents to his servants. To one, he gave one, to another one, he gave two, to another one, five. Then he went for some time, and he expected something as he gave them talents according to their abilities. So he was expecting productivity. He was expecting multiplication. So meaning these servants that he left, they were not supposed to be idle. Each of the servants was supposed to be active and to produce, so that they were supposed to be increased, or they're supposed to be fruits. However, we see what had happened. The one who was given five talents, he went, he traded, and he had five more. The one who had two went, traded, there was an increase. But the one who was given one talent underestimated what he was given, and he went to bury it in the ground. And when the owner came back, he was annoyed with what had happened. So the one who did not use a talent, who had one talent, went to bury it, he was called to be slothful. He was called to be a slothful and a wicked servant. And he commanded that he should be casted into the outer darkness. But one who had two, the one who had five, these had used their talents. They multiplied their talents, and then it was given to them to enter into the joy of the Lord. So we have been given different talents. We have been given different abilities in this body of Christ. We are not supposed to be idle. Each part of the body is supposed to function accordingly, so that the body can be healthy. Just as I was looking at this immunity, I talked about those antigen-presenting cells. They'll capture, they can engulf a germ, and when they engulf, they're able to present it now to the T cells, which can come and further destroy the germ. So it's teamwork that is happening there. So every part, according to their abilities, they are able to function, and the end result is that the body is able to overcome and maintain a healthy status. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So each one of us, we need to identify our abilities. We need to identify the roles that we are supposed to do. As we saw, we are maturing in the faith. There's a time when we were born again, when we received the message of the hour. But God has given us a period of time that we should be fruitful, that we should work with our talents and become productive to add to the kingdom of God. And no one is supposed to be idle. Each one of us, we are supposed to be in action, because at the end of the journey, What is going to be asked is not how long have we been in this message of the hour, maybe how many books that we read in the message of the hour, how many quotations do we know, but what is going to be asked is what have we done? So that which we have been given, we are supposed to put it to use. No man, no brother, no sister is supposed to bury a talent. We are supposed to put our talents to use. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise be to God. So we also should be able to discern the voices or the leadership, whether is it from God or it is not from God. Just like it was with the Lord Jesus, he was able to discern the voice which came to him, telling him that if he's a son of God, he should turn the stones into bread. So Jesus was filled with the word. That's why he was able to quote, as we are told also by the scriptures, study the word to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that shall not be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. So we need to study the word of the Lord. As David also was saying, I hide the word of God in my heart so that I may not sin. So Jesus Christ had this word. That's why he could quote from Deuteronomy by saying, it is written. So he quoted the scripture and he was able to overcome the enemy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me quote something from the message of the prophet William Branham, entitled God's Provided Way. He says, what defeats Satan is the word. It will defeat him anywhere, any place. Also, in the message, how can I overcome? He says, if we are trying to follow the message of the hour, or at least this part of the message, we should live constantly in the life of Christ. Also, on overcoming, he says, overcome means to recognize the devil at every one of his tricks. So, for us to overcome, we need to know the tricks of the devil. So, the Lord Jesus was able to recognize the tricks of the devil. That's why he went to the scriptures, quoting to say, it is written, blessed be the name of the Lord. And he was able to overcome the devil because he stood on the word of the Lord. Shall we just read a scripture for reference also from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 25, verse 17? The Bible reads, remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way, when ye were come forth out of Egypt, how he met thee by the way, and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. Therefore, it shall be, when the Lord thy God hath given thee rest from all thine enemies round about in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Thou shalt not forget it. Glory be to God. So this is just like the memory cells of the immunity in the adaptive. They are able to remember the enemy who had attacked you previously. So they were told to blot out the remembrance of Amalek. So they were supposed to destroy Amalek utterly because what Amalek did. So we are coming from different backgrounds before coming to this message. So we are not supposed to tolerate the previous weapon that the devil used to keep us in bondage or to oppress us. We need to identify it, recognize all the tricks of the enemy, and overcome them. As we are told in Jude 1, verse 3, that we should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. We need to stand on the word of God. Also, as James chapter 4, verse 7 tells us, submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. So we need to submit unto God. Then when we resist the devil, he shall flee from us. Then we are further told to draw near to God, and God will draw near to us. So we have a duty to play. We need to be close to God. We need to be nearer to God all the time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we need to be the body of Christ in action. And further, from Daniel 11:32, we are taught in the scriptures that the people who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. So it's a requirement as believers, as Christians, believers of the message of the hour, to be strong in the Lord. And then we can do exploits. So we are not supposed to be idle. We are not supposed to be weak. You can be in the Lord and you are weak. You can be in the Lord and you are idle. But we need to be responsible. We need to be healthy. Because even in the physical body, for the parts of the body to be functioning well, they need to be active. For example, the muscles, if it's the muscles of the legs or the muscles of the hands, if you are not using them over time, maybe you're sleeping in one position for a long time, you develop what is called the disuse atrophy. So they'll start atrophying. So they need to be used for them to be functioning well. So we need to be that body that is functioning. As we have even been given the weapons, as we are taught in the scriptures, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, even to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we have got great weapons of our warfare that we are supposed to be using in this kingdom. But you can have a weapon, if you don't know how to use it, then the enemy can use the weapon against you. So let's use the weapons to overcome, for we are overcomers, and we need to live as that healthy body, and let's know the tricks of the enemy. So as we are winding up, I just wanted to remind concerning what Brother Branham had mentioned in his message, the greatest battle ever fought, concerning Sister Nelly Sanders, who was used to be a dancer. Then at one time she said, well, you know what? Maybe I woke up on the steps up there. Maybe I'll be able to testify to some of them. Oh, see, you are right on the devil's ground. Stay out of it. Shun the very appearance of evil. But she walked up the top of the steps and stood there a few minutes. And the first thing you know, she was in some boy's arms out of the floor. You see later what had happened, that an evil spirit had entered in her. Why? She had paid attention to the voice of the enemy. So let's remember Amalek. Let's have nothing to do with our old life that was not in the Lord. We need to destroy completely every association with the life that is not in the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We shall continue tomorrow by the grace of the Lord. Have a victorious day in the name of the Lord.